Teachers from Dillingham High School brought their classes down to get a look at the whale, which was towed to the dock Monday night by a group of citizens. Gary Klein was one of them. Klein, who is a protection coordinator with Nunumta Alukastai, an Alaska Native conservation group based in Dillingham, helped coordinate the trip. He says they found the orca about 18 miles upriver.
We basically lassoed the tail and pulled it tight and began our slow journey back home, towing the whale.
The whale sat overnight. Tuesday afternoon, a NOAA team of four veterinarians and two assistant vets arrived in Dillingham to try to find out what killed the whale. Dr. Judy St. Ledger is leading the NOAA team of investigators, which will perform a necropsy on the whale that was towed to Dillingham. St. Ledger is the director of veterinary pathology for SeaWorld in San Diego.
We're organizing with the local folks here at the dock to see if we can arrange to move the whale in an area where we can safely work on her away from the water coming in. We'd like to start work as soon as we can. So if we can get her out of the water, basically we'll work until either we're done or it's too dark to work.
St. Ledger says once the first necropsy is done, she and her team plan to head up the Nooshigak River to perform another necropsy on the second dead whale. It will likely be weeks or even months before her team can pinpoint exactly what killed the orcas. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.